Thanks for joining us during this Advent season as we focus on hope. We're going to get to Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 in a second, but first let's talk about the virgin birth. It's a bit of an oxymoron, isn't it? Everyone knows it takes a man and a woman to produce a child, normally. But in today's passage, we're told that a virgin, a person who had never engaged in sexual intimacy, was going to have a baby. And we would ask the same question Mary asked, how in the world could this be? The answer is found in the last four words of this verse. Let's look for them. Matthew 1:18. Now the birth of Jesus took place this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child. Here's how the virgin birth took place: from the Holy Spirit. She was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. The virgin birth. It defines history. If Jesus was simply a product of a man and a woman, his life and death meant nothing more than yours and mine. We cannot even call him a good teacher. In his classic work, Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis says this: a man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He'd either be a lunatic on the level of a man who says he's a poached egg, or he would be the devil of hell. You must take your choice. Either this was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. You can shut him up as a fool, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. Years ago, there was a talk show host named Larry King. Some of you might remember him. And he was asked, if you could interview anyone, who would it be? And King said, well, I would interview Jesus Christ. He was then asked, what question would you ask Jesus? And here's what King said: I would like to ask him if he was indeed virgin born. The answer to that question would define history for me. Indeed it does. Jesus, born of a virgin, born under the law, God in the flesh, he is our great hope. Father, our eternity depends on your sending your Son, fully God, fully man. Thank you for the promise and the fulfillment of the virgin birth. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.